So this honey is really delicious. It's surprisingly mild, although I can still tell it's farm honey because it just has this sort of wild, different flavor. And, well, according to Stardew Valley, which may or may not be a good source for these things, you can change the flavor of honey by the surrounding flowers and things like that. So, yeah, I just wonder what flowers were surrounding this honey. I can taste a little bit of them because the bees go out to the flowers and then pollen gets stuck to them and then they come back to the hive and the pollen gets in the honey, that sort of thing. Out, honey just oozes out. Expected the honeycomb to be crunchier, but I guess it's not. Maybe this will be crunchier. It looks crunchier. As I was led to believe. But that's okay. It is a little hard to cut though. honeycomb at home, all in one sitting at least. It does not provide all the nutrients necessary to keep you alive, quite frankly. It needs to be supplemented with other types of food. As an ASMR artist, I do have the special power to eat large amounts of honeycomb without stopping, and my body just needs less nutrients. That's how these ASMR artist bodies are made. Is actually a little acidic. So, meaning it's kind of like in the same category as lemons and tomatoes. It's, it's an acid as opposed to a base. It's a low pH, below 7 pH. I actually don't know if it's all that acidic. It might only be a little acidic. But anyway, that's why it's good to use in cooking. A lot of cooking is enhanced by honey and other acidic things like lemon and tomato. Little tip from the kitchen. You know what I just had the urge to do? I just had the urge to pick up this honey. How do I? Oh my gosh, it's so good. This is the gooeyest honey. Thanks for tuning in.